You're listening to Work in Progress. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, Editor-in-Chief of Working Nation. Work in Progress explores the rapidly changing workplace through conversations with innovators, educators, and decision-makers, people with solutions to today's workforce challenges.
Joining me today is Jake Schwartz, the co-founder and CEO of General Assembly. Jake, thank you for joining me.
Happy to be here.
We've talked in the past about preparing people for the future of work. You guys at General Assembly do a lot of work with both corporations and individuals. Tell me a little bit about how things are going today, and then we'll get a little bit into what you guys have been doing in the past.
I think it's worth noting that we're maybe a month into this crisis. Most of us have been staying home for, you know, at most 3 weeks at this point. And so I think it's still very, very early to be looking for what the long-term behavior is. What I can tell you is at this point, there is a lot of fear and apprehension out there about what's to come from an economic point of view. The fiscal stimulus that Congress passed is really great and is going to do a lot to cushion small business in this country. But I think we're going to still see an incredible amount of layoffs and workforce restructurings that, frankly, probably we've never seen in the history of this country before.
The numbers that are coming out this week, and I'm assuming next week as well, are pretty devastating. There's about 50% of the workforce who are working at home. And then there's this big group of people who are going out to work. So I think we're going to see a lot bigger numbers in the coming days. So I agree with you that it's a little too early to talk about where we're at.
But it's more than that. We don't really know how deep this is going to cut, right? We don't know, you know, a few weeks ago, everybody was sure that this was a V recovery, that we were in, that Q2 is going to be bad, but by Q3, we were already going to see everything bounce back. And I think as time progresses, I think more CEOs and CFOs are looking at the situation realistically, watching China and other places and saying, there is no guarantee that this just pops back. And if that's true, it changes people's calculations a lot about what they need to do to protect their enterprises. And unfortunately, that probably means that those jobless claims are not just going to magically disappear in a month or two.
Just your own thought on this as someone who has been in this space for a while, helping train and work with people. What do you think needs to be done then? How do we save those businesses? How do we save those people, their jobs?
What will definitely happen is more of what we already saw happen, which is literally, you know, the government writing checks to businesses and individuals to try to keep as much of the system afloat as possible. That combined with doing everything we can to make this crisis of the pandemic as controlled and short as possible, keeping in mind that it, rushing back to work certainly will not make anything better. And so, you know, doing everything to control, getting testing, getting treatments and vaccines up and running as fast as our entire global scientific community can, and making sure that we have the infrastructure to build and distribute those things, that is what's going to, in the long run, help this economy recover. In the short run, I think we all are going to have a lot of empathy and support for, you know, frankly, not just the individuals losing their jobs, but the people losing their businesses who, you know, I've talked to a lot of small and medium-sized business owners, you know, entrepreneurs who are just worried sick about not just their business, but they take the responsibility of all their employees seriously. And I don't think in their worst nightmares they ever imagined something like this occurring. And so this is serious. And I think GA is set up to really help people access the opportunities in parts of the economy that needed the help and were constantly complaining that they couldn't get enough skilled people to do it, right? That's really our spot in this system, is to help accelerate and reduce the friction of the process of people upskilling and reskilling into higher growth careers. We started in 2010. It was a perfect time because we were coming out. We were just at the beginning of that inflection curve up from the last financial crisis. What we as a team have been talking about is, yes, we're talking a lot about what to do in the meantime. We're seeing a lot of our students, you know, still work hard, show up at class, although, you know, in the last 2 weeks, we had to shift every one of our classrooms to an online experience, which was not something I ever thought we would do in the time frame that we did it. And our team is incredible for pulling that off. But, you know, there's a lot of anxiety about what the job market is going to be like on the other side. I personally think that having these kinds of skills is going to become even more important when we come out of this, because we are still in this massive secular expansion of the use of technology and the leveraging of technology and data for all sorts of purposes. But, you know, that stuff is all in the future. We are in the right now. And, you know, what we're seeing is companies, we are not seeing 100% of companies stop their upskilling efforts. But we are seeing companies that were thinking about it put a lot of that thought on pause. And I don't blame them, because right now they have much, much bigger fish to fry, which is preserving as much of their organizations as they can and thinking about how to humanely treat the hundreds of thousands of workers that are gonna probably be filing for unemployment soon.
That makes perfect sense, that if you don't have a solid base to go with, the upskilling part doesn't really make sense right now.
Right now, I think on the way out of this, and I think we can look forward, you know, whether it's a year or 2 years from now, you know, what you typically see is employers starting to dip the toe back in the water, right? And a lot of the trends that were happening over the last 5 years, I think, will continue. And in some ways, what this period is going to do, I sort of have this theory right now that what's happening sort of in culture and society is a lot of the trends that were already in place and moving just got accelerated dramatically. So we knew that a lot of jobs were going to get automated. We knew that there were already organizations plotting for 30% layoffs over the next 4 years as they went to a more automated future. We knew that there was a lot of sort of talk at the C-suites around the world about that. But, you know, it sort of is in the long term, it's gradual, there's time to adjust. I think what's happening is a lot of those decisions are going to be pulled forward, and these trends are going to move faster, and it's going to create even more of an impetus for some of these pushes that we have to make as a society. You know, what are we going to do with the amount of Americans that are going to be out of work? That problem still exists. It's just going to be 10 times as large as we thought it was going to be. In some cases, I think that suggests we just need to do 10 times the solution. But I think in some ways that it's so big structurally that we're going to have to rethink what the solutions are, both what's possible and what's feasible. You know, I don't have any answers at this point. You know, I have theories, and I think we're going to start testing those things at GA and thinking about it a lot. But, you know, in the last month, it's really been making sure all of our employees and students are safe and that we can still, you know, operate. You know, we believe over the long run, what we do is more important than ever. That's sort of how we're getting through the days right now.
I look at how things are being restructured or will be restructured in some jobs because, as you said, companies have to figure out how do we stay viable. Do you think there is any insulation for anybody at this point from the upskilling that they may have done before, not just by GA, but by other programs?
I mean, I'm sure some people are in much better spots to ride out this crisis than would otherwise have been without upskilling and reskilling opportunities. I think it probably, looking backwards, will feel like a drop in the ocean. But to be honest, I kind of think that a lot of the stuff we've done over the last decade has been, I almost think of it like the pilot episode. You know, we are testing out ideas and seeing what works and what sustainably works and what drives results and what really improves the overall picture for individuals and companies. And, you know, there's more experiments to come, but I think if we hadn't done what we had over the last 5 years, we'd even be further behind in terms of figuring out how to institute this. I mean, we will probably see some massive amounts of government intervention around what the future of education and education financing and accountability for education providers looks like. And a lot of that will be built on some of the data and results and sort of frameworks that have developed during this period of us working on this.
Is there anything that GA is offering now that you'd like to tell people about that might help them through this?
Look, we are still very much doing all the things that we have been doing. We have a whole host of immersive programs that allow people to really make career changes into some of the highest demand careers that exist, software development, data science, things like that. And those are still running. We are now 100% remote through this pandemic. So, which means that wherever you are in the country or really even the world, you can participate in this. Depending on where you live, we have a very, very large fund behind our income share agreement program, which is really the ISA program, which allows people to participate in this program and not have to repay any of that tuition until they have a job. And there's other benefits to it as well. We have all sorts of other online programs that are available. Some of them are cheap or free. And for companies, I think one of the big things that we'll see, and I want to suggest this, is I would highly encourage companies to think about, as they think about restructuring their workforces and doing layoffs, this is a wonderful opportunity and moment to take some of those people that you would otherwise lay off and offer them an opportunity to reskill into the types of roles that will still be hard to recruit for coming out of this crisis.
Do you guys do something on cybersecurity?
We do, and we're building. We actually have a huge partnership with Microsoft doing all sorts of cloud skills that we are working on. You know, all of these skills are going to be in demand long term, right? What we typically see is people in moments of economic downturn, they tend to use this as a moment to retrench. And I think, A, this is a great time for companies to think about that the same way. How could they retrench in terms of giving people the opportunity to skill up themselves in this moment where there's a lot of downtime? I think for individuals, what I would encourage them to do is be very thoughtful about how they retrench and don't, you know, spend so much time and money going into debt to get a degree without knowing what kind of job and employment prospects are on the other end. And I think in that context, things that are shorter and more skills-based are going to allow people to get back to work faster and recover from this trauma much faster than a long-term program. And so I think this is the moment to start to think about those things. And so, you know, a lot of people will look back at 08 or, you know, I graduated from college in 2000 and think of those moments. Those are very tough moments of these where jobs are just not to be found. It looks like there's no hope. People are getting laid off every week. And I would say a lot of people look back at those moments and the decisions you make in these moments, the investments you make when you really don't have anything else better to do, can oftentimes launch your career. You hear from many, many people who talk about that. There is going to be as much opportunity that comes out of this as there is going to be problems and crisis. So that's sort of how I think about it. And I think we are a long way off from the end of this. And so I think I encourage, you know, people, regardless of what they're interested in, to think about how are they going to build themselves in this moment so that when the economy does turn around, and it will turn around, how they'll be ready for it and in a better position than perhaps they were even 2 months ago. And I think for companies, this is a moment to think about how can you redeploy people that are really struggling with what to do with into new fields. And frankly, you save yourself on all the restructuring costs that go along with a mass layoff. And you also show yourself to be the kind of employer that people should really commit to because you're willing to invest in people for the long run.
I think those are very wise words. And on those words, I say thank you, Jake, for joining me on Work in Progress. I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts on where we're at.
Anytime. Thanks, Ramona.
That was Jake Schwartz, the co-founder and CEO of General Assembly, joining me on Work in Progress. Our producer is Larry Buell. Our executive producers are Joan Lynch and Melissa Panzer. This is Ramona Schindelheim, the editor-in-chief of Working Nation. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you next time.